Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
All right, folks, it's 9 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Office Hours, the final show of 2017. I'm your host, Tim Heidecker, and I am joined by the one, the only. DJ Doug Pound. DJ, how are you today?
I eat as a DJ.
Say that again.
What is up?
What is up, baby?
I eat as a DJ.
That's correct. We are just, again, figuring out how to make this show happen for you every single day.
DJ Doug Pound is pure fire.
We have abandoned our Skype situation.
What's the phone number, Tim? I'll try to call you right now.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know how to determine what the phone number is. How about that? All I know is I am Office Hours Live at Google Hangouts, right? So do you need a phone number, too? Can you just get on Google Hangouts and put that in? Can't you do that?
Shit. Here we go again.
And here we go again.
Well, let's try this. Oh, I see. Oh, maybe we got this figured out. Okay.
Here we go.
This.
Hello?
Okay, here we go.
Hey, who's this?
Maybe we got this figured out. Here we go. This.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jason?
Here we go.
Who's this?
This is Rainer.
Hey, Rainer. It's Tim Heidecker.
Hey, is this Jason?
Yeah, it's Jason.
Hey, Rainer. It's Tim Heidecker.
Okay.
Mute your feeds.
Yeah, so we're going to do... I see what's going on. Okay, I think I can make this work now. I kind of initiate the call. There'll be a queue lined up. David's gone. Okay. So let's try this again. Hello, is David there? See, I don't want people to see... Oh, I remember this.
I'm back again!
Hello? Okay, forget this. Let's talk.
Hello, how are you?
I don't want to do, by the way.
Hello.
Oh, I see.
Hello.
I don't know, folks. We had this going last week. Is David Tenenbaum there? See ya.
It's kind of a Christmassy ringtone, sort of.
You know what we should do? Maybe is go back to Skype? First of all, get this out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to learn. Continuing coverage. We are live now. If you want to call in via Skype, we'll try that. We'll be back on Skype. Skype at therealtimheidecker.com. The real Tim Heidecker is my Skype name.
What about on Facebook?
What about on Facebook?
Can't you call on Facebook?
I don't think so. Can you call on Facebook? Oh, okay. Hello, Tom.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, how are you? This is Skype. Now we're going to be dealing with our bings and bongs. So we'll just have to. We're just going to try what we. We'll figure it out as we go along today. It'll be a classic show.
Everything we understand.
It's the last day of office hours for the year. Unbelievably, this is kind of winding down. I thought I would. I got some things I want to talk about today, but why don't we start with what you want to talk about, Tom? Where are you calling from, and how can we help you today?
Oh, yeah, DJ.
Well, I'm from OKC. I'm a second-year medical school student.
Oklahoma City?
It's a nightmare.
Why is it a nightmare?
Well, medical school is like, just impossible. But
I see your profile pic. You've got the lab coat on.
Oh, yeah. You got to show that off so the ladies know.
You're a big burly
bear.
You're
going to make a bunch of money.
You're a big guy. Got a big build to you. I'm not saying you're overweight. You're just a big build. You're a big build guy. Got a beard.
Medical about it. My BMI. Oh, no. I don't have to. We won't get into it.
What kind of doctor do you want to be?
A good one. I like brain stuff.
Surgeon. We got a brain for future brain surgeon.
Oh no, no,
no, not
no,
brain
but, no. That's like 7 years of residency, Tim. I don't want
to
do that.
How long does it take to be a pepper?
How long does it take to be a pepper,
Dr. Pepper?
A doctor. Stupid shit coming
Tim,
out.
What's
from
the
hopscotch?
I don't
want to
get
today.
Political. I mean, I don't want to like make you get political right off the bat. But
fine, we can do it.
Like everybody in my class, applied to medical school under the ACA, and like it's terrifying.
What do you mean they applied? You mean they just applied during the time that the so-called Obamacare
everybody in my generation, everybody in our, in my, time went into went into medicine with the idea that it was this, forward moving thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's planting their feet and like wanting to take us back to the glory days of Kaiser Permanente and Michael Moore's sicko and all that.
Right. So you're not a doctor yet, but you're on the road to becoming a doctor. And your position, and you're in Oklahoma City, by the way. This isn't New York City or anything like that. This is the heart.
No, I'm an anomaly. I'm a leftist. My dad calls me a leftist.
Okay.
So.
By the way, there's some big argument happening outside. I don't know if it's an argument. It's a heated discussion. I don't know. Anyways, we'll be monitoring that.
2017.
They could be. So your fellow students, do they like Obamacare? Or they hate Obamacare?
Oh, I mean, we've got the right wing. I mean, it's Oklahoma. There's one guy in my
what
class.
Is your? Let me ask you another. What is
evolution.
Your
evolution? I mean, that's like
right. What is
like
your? Excuse me. Can you hear me? What is your prescription for the United States medical healthcare system? What is your prescription, Doc?
Well, like, I don't know. First of all, I'm completely unqualified, but I'm also like probably maybe like more qualified than some people.
Yeah.
I know I worked in DC for a Republican or I interned in DC for a Republican for a summer.
So you've got some perspective.
Yeah. I just feel like every like civilized nation in the world has nationalized healthcare.
Well, what about innovation? What about funding these laboratories?
Okay. Show me the innovation that's happening now, and I'll concede.
Well, there's developments happening in the cancer field. I mean, my dad, I know from personal experience, had the prostate cancer that was early, and of course, all men get prostate cancer at some point.
Sure. We're learning a lot more about that now.
But they use this very new technology, this proton therapy thing that was cutting edge and very in.
We've got a proton center here in OKC. Actually, yeah. It's pretty popular.
So once maybe
yes.
I mean, so once a technology is proven to be successful, do you think at that point that it can become just sort of part of the system? Who knows?
Subsidized, like by the government.
Yes.
Somebody's making a killing off of this shit. That's the key, right?
Look, it's just like, as soon as you start looking at the situation, all you can see is like, I can see how easy it is to get lost in this and how easy it is to confuse people about the subject. So,
well, the question also gets back to why do you want to become a doctor? A lot of people have different reasons. Some people want to, they've got a desire to help people, and they're interested in being having that part of their life. And then there's people that are like, well, I want to have a career that I can be comfortable later in life. They kind of project their whole future ahead of them.
I think everybody wants to be comfortable, you know? I mean, I think, there's like a range. But I think nobody goes into medicine without altruism in their heart. And if they do, I sure hope they get, drummed out.
Hey, Doc.
Go ahead. Doug's got a question.
I got a question.
Yo.
Do you get any training on nutrition?
There we go,
man. It's like
I've been reading.
Doug knows what to talk about.
I'm reading this book.
Did you see my profile picture?
You know that book, How Not to Die, by Dr. Michael Greger. I've been reading that book and and he's a doctor that realized that you can heal people by diet
alone. Now that can't be true for everybody.
Not diet alone, but like that's the first step.
You follow that, you're gonna die alone.
That's the first step.
Nobody wants to be around you.
I just wish that there was like a little bit more.
It seems like doctors just
like pills.
They
want to
get
food. Some people have this totally homeopathic view of medicine, and that's not healthy. And some people, some physicians
it's balanced.
Totally ignore food.
They just want to get you pilled up so they can
It is not great. Like the food nutrition education that we get is not, it's mostly directed at like diabetes and stuff like that.
All right. Well, thanks, Doc. I'm calling you Doc. You're our resident medical expert.
We should call him every time we have medical advice. Resident doctor expert.
I cannot help you there.
Well, let me just tell you.
Wait, what's his name, Tim? We have to give him a nickname.
What's your name, Tom?
Tom.
Yeah. Dr. Taz.
Now, we are excited to have you on the show, Dr. Taz, and we worship you and we respect you. No, but I want to just give you a little word of
encouragement. People do worship doctors, man.
I know.
It's crazy.
I hate doctors. I hate going to the doctor. I'm embarrassed.
Well, I hate entertainers, so there.
Well, I don't hate doctors. I actually like my doctor quite a bit. She's young and she's very easy to talk to, and
good.
But I still am embarrassed because I always come in. I'm a little overweight. I don't eat. My blood pressure's high.
Well, you're only a man.
I know. I'm 41, so my body's starting to disintegrate and it's falling apart. But I feel like I'm failing.
Tim, you look 40.
Oh, fuck off, Tom. You know what? You scumbag.
Valentino.
Unbelievable. All right, Tom. All the best to you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a great
happy
a great
holidays
show,
and happy New Year.
Tim, I have a.
Oh my Christ!
Jesus Christ!
This is the problem.
Well, that didn't ring, Tim, until we got through that call, right? I think.
I know the call was fantastic. Let me do this.
We're at the hospital.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this Tim?
It sure is.
Awesome. This is Bethan.
Bethan. What kind of name is Bethan?
It's a fake name.
Okay.
Hi.
I wanted to give a shout out to the Ladies Only Group, the Tim and Eric Ladies Only Group on Facebook.
Oh, well, listen, is it private? Because you don't want to start, you don't want the trolls to start infiltrating there.
It's a secret group.
Oh, good.
It's just ladies only.
How many members do you have?
About 130.
130,000 members. That's fantastic.
Hit me.
We're so happy to have such a wonderful, vibrant, feminine fan base. And let me tell you something.
Tell me.
There is this misconception, this concept that people have about our work, that it's a bunch of guys, it's a bunch of people, the audience is a bunch of guys. But I
gotta
tell you.
Yeah, it's a bunch of dudes.
It ain't. Hi, guys. When you come to one of our shows, it's 60-40 for men to women. That's a good percentage.
Okay. Coming to Phoenix, Arizona.
Tim, that's because 60% of the guys have a girlfriend that they drag to the show.
Well, I love my female audience.
What's up, guys?
And I love working with women.
I love you guys, too.
We love you.
Really? Eric and I, we don't talk about it very much, but we occasionally do commercials, direct commercials, and some of them come out good, some of them don't. This last week, I did a commercial. Everybody involved was a woman. I'm talking about the producer, the agency writer and art director, the client, everybody we were working with, except our DP, but our production designer, everybody on that crew, except for me and the big band, were women. And I love it. I love working with women. I wish I could work with them more. I don't create with women as much. I don't make stuff. My guys are my guys. I got my Doug. I got my Eric. I got my Greg. I got these people. They're boys. They got a couple of nut sacks in front of them.
We got a couple.
They got
each.
A couple of nut sacks.
We got to talk to the doctor about
but
that.
But I'd like to collaborate with women. I'd like to make music with women. I'd like to make art with them. Okay.
I know. Is in the group.
What? Who?
And. Is in our group, and I
Who
think
is?
Sunshine Lee is in our group.
The characters from our show. Okay, well, good. Listen, all the best, and Merry Christmas.
Wait,
and
did
happy
she have
year.
A question, or is she just
Merry
chiming
Christmas.
In?
Just chiming
She's making
in.
A shout out. She's shouting it out.
Okay.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm muting.
Thank you.
I'm muting until I pick up. Hello?
Shout it out. Is that a fucking player?
Is this Tim?
Hey.
Yeah.
Nani.
Yes, sir. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
I want you to guess.
Talk, give me a glass of water.
It starts with G, and it ends...
They can't hear me this still.
No, I know, because we haven't fixed
still
that
Still can't hear me.
Hey, I can hear you. I can hear Mr. Doug.
Yeah, he can hear you, Doug. He just doesn't give
well,
a shit.
Say a sentence so we can hear your accent.
Oh, my accent.
This is so boring. I don't want to guess where you're from. All right, let me guess. Hold on. You're from Georgia.
It starts with G. It ends with Glendale, California.
Okay, fine. You're in Glendale. I could spit on you from here.
I'm in Glendale.
Fine. What do you want?
I enjoyed your album. A few weeks ago, you guys were talking about wanting someone to film your tennis match. You still looking for someone to do that?
Doug, what do you think? Should we get some cameras on the tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to do it?
I'll do you one better. I'll live stream that tennis match for you.
No, we need an all-female crew. You're not going to do. You're
well,
not
listen,
gonna do.
I'm a little concerned because, well, we could play at one of the places. The place that we've been playing lately doesn't have a good signal, doesn't have a good... connection. So we'd have to find a good Wi-Fi zone or a good... but yeah, listen, why don't you send a note to me and we'll talk about it in the new year. I'm not going to get into this now.
Tim, that could work, like a roving camera.
Nanny, what do you do? Are you a live streamer professional?
Well, I am. Well, I shoot video, I edit video, I do a little live streaming for some of my clients. So, you know.
Clients?
I got clients... I could offer you a reduced rate of free, because for the fun of it.
Yeah, I'm not paying a dime. Hey, you know, it'd be cool. Can you live stream from a drone?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if I can do that yet.
Can you imagine?
Not yet.
Flying high, getting those overhead shots. You can really watch the game like you're watching a video game or something. Something to consider, Nani. All right, take care. Thanks for
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, that was it.
Have you guys talked about psychedelic drugs on here yet?
What do you think this is, the Duncan Trussell Family Hour?
Well, you know, the reason I asked
I was doing LSD. I was doing LSD, and like it was like unbelievable. That's a terrible impression, but I was listening to him talk to Vic Berger on his show, and the guy can't shut up about these psychedelic drugs. It's like, maybe you got a problem.
I mean, that's unbelievable, man.
Well, I mean, that Duncan's was, that was me when I was today. In high
he
school.
He is? Yeah. Why don't you get him on the line?
Okay.
When I really fell in love.
Call in. Let's see if we can get him on the line.
When I fell in love with your guys' show in high school, yeah. It was really about psychedelic drugs. You know, I thought they were going to change the world.
Good.
And I remember watching your show and just being like, oh, these guys have the answer, man.
We don't.
This is psychedelic drugs manifest.
Good Lord. I don't want you anywhere near my tennis match. You hear me?
You ever hear any of that? You never got that from anyone?
No. Our show's never been associated with drugs. Psychedelic drugs of any kind. This is the first time hearing of it.
Tim, how would
I'm making a note.
How would Duncan call in if we?
He should call my cell phone.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him the business. Believe me, I'm gonna give him the bit. Tell him that he better be ready because I'm about to give him the business. He's about to get fucked up on my show. I'm gonna screw him royal. I don't know what that even means. Listen, I have so many things I want to talk about. I'm so tired of it. Nanny. Nanny's a pain in my ass. Now, where did all those other guys... I'm coming... Could you imagine if the tech on this show worked? How my attitude would change? Would it? Is the question. Would it? Or would...
I think that's unbelievable.
Hello? Oh. That was a call. Oh, let's try this.
Tim, that's what I want for Christmas. I want office hours. I want office hours to work.
Right. Well, this Feral Audio has been telling me for weeks and weeks now that they're working on a system for there to be a call in.
Duncan said you'll just hang up on him if he calls.
I will not hang up on him.
Hello?
Hey, is this Glenn?
Hey. Hey, yes, Ferrari. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Man? Good. I'm taking extreme measures here. I'm doing outgoing calls because.
Oh, that's great, dude.
It's a little easier to control. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm over here eating some steak and eggs.
That's right.
How's it been going, man? Congratulations on the win.
On which win?
For the trial.
Oh, right.
You know, we don't
got to
talk about that.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from up in Houston right now.
Okay.
Ferrari, we don't have to talk details on this, but did you make the move from the one Facebook group on Cinema to the other Facebook group, or do you not want to talk about it?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. I actually did. I started my own Facebook on Cinema Facebook VIP group.
Oh.
Part of, man, you know.
So you dropped.
Only select
you. But what about, so you're not a part of the On Cinema on Facebook, On Cinema at the Cinema on Facebook group?
Yeah, I'm part of that group.
Okay,
too.
They're a good group. We like them.
Yeah, they're good people.
Okay.
They're good guys.
There's a controversy over the On Cinema on Facebook. I don't want to name any names. People writing me, I didn't want to get involved because I like that that's a separate thing. I don't want to have anything to do with it. But I'm glad that seems to have worked out. It got nasty there for a couple of days. But the On Cinema fan base are good people. They're the best people.
Yeah, man. Deep-ass people.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Glenn. I want to segue into something here. Have you guys been reading this UFO stuff?
UFO?
Oh, baby. Maybe you're not the guy to talk about this with. The New York Times, of all places.
You mean like aliens?
Yes, I'm talking aliens.
Tim, I got the clip.
You got the clip that the New York Times put up?
Well, they're playing it on NPR yesterday today. And
well, listen, here's
absolutely chilling.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, listen, we're playing some audio here.
Oh, okay.
Let me real rindy a little bit. It's fucking going on, bro.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the SA.
Is it the aliens?
There's a whole fleet of them on the SA. My gosh.
What's the SA?
They're all going against the wind.
All right. Thank you, Doug. We've played all this already. We don't need.
Oh,
we also don't. Well, I mean, people can listen. Like, look it up.
Okay.
New York Times
look
UFO.
Look at that thing, dude.
But here's the deal, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
As I understand it, the New York Times, a reporter for the Pentagon. I don't know her. I don't know her name. I was listening to an interview with her. Give me the name of that reporter.
Me?
Yeah. You're my research assistant too.
Okay.
Damn it. She
is that Doug Pound? Is that DJ Doug Pound?
Of course.
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Glenn,
how are you?
Glenn, can I get a word in edgewise on my own show?
New York Times?
sorry.
Stephen Hiltner. No, I don't know. Who are you looking for?
It's a woman who wrote the first article about the UFOs. So listen, everybody read this story. It's a fascinating story. She
Reuters.
Reports. No, New York Times. Goodbye. I can't.
Go, just go. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Excuse me.
Oh my
Lord. I thought Reuters would be a hilarious name for a woman.
She writes, she covers the Pentagon. This is a serious reporter. This isn't InfoWars. This isn't News of the World or something like this. This isn't the story about Bat Boy. She gets a tip that there's a guy that wants to talk about a program in the Pentagon that essentially from 2007 to 2012. I'm going to get some shit wrong here, but the essence of the story is that there was a department in the Pentagon. There was a fund set up, $22 million fund.
Dude, this is fucking drawing, bro.
Okay.
So that's a good little clip to have, right? And they were tasked. Their mission was to investigate reports from inside, essentially from inside the military, of unidentified flying objects.
Well, can you name names?
The article, it names names. There's the guy that ran the department. I don't have his name in front of me.
Helen Cooper, was he?
That's the reporter. The gentleman, he's now been doing press. He's been on CNN, a couple other places. He's on the record. He's essentially out as the guy that ran this program.
Okay.
This is like very, you know, top secret stuff. A lot of it's classified. But what he is saying, and it's hard to believe, okay, I guess. But what he's saying is there's a tremendous amount of evidence that the United States government has to suggest that there is something going on in the skies, flying around, that they can't explain. They also, Doug, one thing he said in this interview I heard today.
Well, this is evidence of the reptilian overlords.
Shut up. Listen. What you played that clip?
Yeah.
In an interview I listened to this morning, they asked, would you say that is a small percentage of the evidence that exists right now in the Pentagon? He says, absolutely. It's a tiny little piece of the percentage. They also are saying that they have materials. Okay? They have like alloys, metal alloys that they can't understand or explain where they came from. That's new. That's the news that's happening today.
You mean like some Wolverine costume?
Yeah, like some Wolverine costume.
Absolutely.
Well, man, we need to get to the bottom of that.
This is pretty freaky, right?
We could use that.
We need some of these alloys. So anyway,
how do you feel about this?
Here's my question. Go ahead, Doug. No one's asking about the unidentified crawling objects I see around.
Get out of here. Get him out.
You know, Pentagon. Hello.
Right, walk him off.
Don't walk me out.
But Tim, I gotta go. Can I just shout out my group, man? I'm gonna holler at you later.
Go ahead. Shout out the group.
Are you in like a Denny's right now?
Hey, I just want to say what's up to my group on Cinema on Facebook. Everybody out there, all my mods, Jessica Chambers, Donnelly, Kevin, all y'all.
Thanks, Glenn. Enjoy your steak and eggs, and tell all the folks at Denny's we said hello.
All right.
Holy Jesus. Shit! That is. I mean,
why is that so much louder than
I know? Like, where's the regulation?
Get like a limiter
on that?
On this thing.
That's a good idea. I could get some more tech. I mean, I'm a tech guy. I don't know why the Google Hang's not working. That seemed like it was an. Oh, well.
Duncan insists that you will not. That you will hang up on him.
So,
the update.
Well, prove it. Tell him. Prove him wrong. Yeah, prove him.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Pretty good, you know, as good as it can be.
So you want to know what's funny about that alien thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just timely. You know Heaven's Gate? You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
You're a California guy, so you're into, you know, stuff like that. I was up all night. Couldn't sleep last night. So I'm listening to this podcast about them. And the whole thing, it started with aliens. So, you know, back in the 70s, I guess, there was like ancient aliens. Oh, is that Bug? They see in the background?
That was, yeah.
Now, David, I've yet to arrive at the place where this is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what I wanted to ask you, but okay. I'm just worried because
you're leading me down the line of that this was going to be interesting, but it just seems coincidental that you're listening to a podcast.
No, yeah, it's not interesting.
Thank you.
I do have one quick question, though.
Quickly.
Have you had a chance to see the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman documentary?
Yes. Have I not talked about this on the air?
I don't think you did last week. You might have. I'm not sure.
I did not. I did see it. I thought it was interesting. I think I've said it on Twitter, maybe. I said I think Jim Carrey belongs in a mental institution. I find him unbelievably up his own ass with some shit.
I haven't seen it, but I always liked him on The Price is Right and those kind of shows. You
know? That's Drew Carey.
Oh.
See, my thing, I mean, it was amazing with the impressions, but wouldn't that, I mean, you're a professional, you've done, obviously, productions.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you hire somebody who comes up as Tony Clifton?
It's terrible what he did to that crew. I mean, you look at that stuff, and there's a line that I think is a line of decency, a line of respect for your fellow employees, fellow coworkers. That he seemed completely unaware of, and or if he was aware of it, he just disrespected it. And, you know, you could see everybody kind of just be like, ugh. And you know what? It's not even that great of a movie. It doesn't even hold up. I think he kind of missed entirely the point of Kaufman. And, the most telling moment in that documentary was when Blassie says, you know, hey, you know, when Andy and I were doing our shit, we would talk about it, we'd laugh about it, and we'd collaborate on it. So when the cameras weren't rolling, you know, he was respectful of his fellow artists. So, or not artists, you know.
What do we got?
So when you see him fucking with not Blassie, who am I talking about? Blassie, is that who? I'm talking about Jerry Lawler.
When Jerry
Lawler says, you know, and Jim Carrey's going up to him and poking him and fucking around with him. And there's not, you know, there's, it's like, I mean, I guess maybe if you're saying he's doing it for this documentary, but then Jim Carrey going on and on about like that we're not really here and free will doesn't, all this diarrhea. It's like the shit that, you know, the kind of conversations you have in your freshman year of college.
I rest my case.
After doing mushrooms or something.
So. What is this, your farewell speech?
He's a prick. He's a goddamn prick.
What is your motto here?
Shut up. Yeah. You know what? If nothing matters.
It was a weird
easy
loss.
On that, Doug. It's getting a little psychotic. If you're so interested in things not mattering and how, like, life is just an illusion and all this stuff, maybe don't sit down for the documentary. You know? Maybe don't put on the leather jacket.
Yeah, and the beard.
And the beard and everything. And the whole
wise
look.
Man's beard.
The guy's a clown. That's all he is. He's a monkey. Never
what
been a
were
fan.
My words to you?
He's a fine actor. Decent. Capable. Appears to be able to memorize lines.
You've never met him?
Never met him. Never met him. Yeah. Duncan, you coward, you little pussycat, call me. And you'll see. Am I going to hang up on you? Well, maybe if you start letting me get a word in edgewise, then well, maybe I'll have to let the conversation end.
Okay.
That's my right.
I'm reloaded.
I want to get to the Christmas story.
Ooh, I saw that.
Let me take another call, David, and we'll talk about that. All maybe right. Vic will
yeah,
call.
Yeah, have a good one.
Is Vic? Wow. I like that. I like what you're doing there. Can we get that going? Oh, here's Vic. Let me take Vic.
How do you pipe that into the... Whatever.
Okay!
Let me...
Look, but don't touch.
Vic's calling, I think.
He's laughing his sick fucking ass off. He's a tight ass. He's a sadist.
What's that from?
I don't know. It's Pacino and something.
Jeez Louise. Maybe I'll call. Vic's calling in, and we'll talk to him. I want to talk to him about this Christmas story thing, because I think...
What is the Christmas story thing? The show? The live performance?
Yeah, well, can you just... I'll give you a preview. I got into it with old Gavin McGinnis last night on Twitter.
You did?
For...
About the Christmas story?
I don't know why that's not picking up here.
Well, how are you? Can I ask you something?
Oh, here.
Can't you take a joke?
Hey, Vic.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Not much. Hold on. We got bings and bongs coming from all over the place. I'm just going
to
quit Skype. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm quitting Skype until I finish my conversation with Vic. Can I get an audio test from you, Vic?
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Damn you, Doug. Damn you. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
What do you get?
Just listening to talk about Duncan.
Yeah, your drugs. Experience with Duncan, because I love Duncan, by the way. He's a good, dear friend, and I've had the pleasure to be a part of his community for many years now. And I wish he would call in so we can talk about
Can't you understand that?
But I also like, you know, having a little fun with it.
Right, why not? I mean, I don't know what he's afraid of.
What's he afraid of?
Nothing
he's
to worry
not,
about.
He's not going
to
budge on his. He says, fool me once, shame on you.
I don't know. First of all.
Fool me thrice, not very nice.
I never hung up on him. I don't know what he's talking about. I think we did try to do a thing on the show, and this was in the early days of Office Hours where the technology wasn't working, as if that's changed. But I do believe there was a time we tried to get him on and we couldn't get a connection going. But listen, we're not here to talk about. Like I said.
I got an idea.
Why don't you talk to him, Doug?
I'll get him on one way or the other.
Get him on.
Or whether it's someone that sounds like him.
This is your mission, Doug. Do it for me. This is my Christmas present. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you, Vic. First of all, Mike Cernovich is still alive and well on Twitter, despite the big Twitter purge that everyone was talking about.
He's still around. Gorilla's still in the house. He's not going anywhere.
Gorilla is in the cage. The zoo is still accepting visitors.
Got to lock him up, but it's not going to happen. So I got to probably find a way to move on with my life, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I've been putting it off. I've got to write my goodbye speech for Twitter. Mm. And I want to lay out my... First of all, we put together a concept for saving Twitter that will be put out with my departure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to put together some personal words because it's been a long time, about 10 years it'll be. I want to say that, like, it's really hard sometimes.
I'm sorry.
To say goodbye. It's really, really hard. And I didn't know it was going to be this hard, you know? And
yeah, I got a lot of stress.
No, Twitter. It's a great place. You did a lot of stuff there.
I did a lot of innovation.
You did a lot of nice stuff there.
A lot of innovation.
I wouldn't have the career I have without Twitter. Me reaching you through Twitter. So
that's right.
I have a lot to thank. Mr. Twitter.
Really.
That's coming in so hot, man.
Well, there's different levels, okay? You got to get the limiter. Hi, Vic. Right.
Is it me? Like me coming in? Like
No. Doug's samples are coming in so hot.
Oh, see, I didn't even hear it.
No, yeah.
Shut up.
All right, so just chill on the samples for a bit, Doug, because we have a guest. We're not trying to fill
Vic
time.
Would love these if you could hear them. We got to get the tech figured out. That's my Christmas wish.
You know, Doug, you got to get or going on. I mean, where's that sample? That Vic, you were last week or a couple weeks ago we did the show. We were just killing that Alex Jones drop. That was the best.
Nice.
So let me give you. Let me just tell the Christmas story tweet storm from last night that Doug, you can hear this for the first time, and the audience might know about what was going on. Vic, I know you know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, A Christmas Story, one of my favorite movies of the holidays. Love A Christmas Story, right? Anybody? Doug?
It's a
classic.
I pretty much look like the kid from this.
You got called Ralphie, I'm sure, your whole
life.
Yeah,
my whole life. So, I mean,
It's part of who you are.
It's undeniable.
It's part a of classic.
My, it's part of my soul.
So Sunday, I see the news. I see, oh, they're doing this Christmas Story live thing on Fox. I said, oh, that'd be kind of interesting to see that. Just to any, I've never really watched those live Grease or those live musical productions they do on TV. And I've loved the Christmas Story. I know Maya Rudolph, and I know, you know, so I checked in on it. I said, well, let me see what this is. I didn't realize that it was a Broadway musical that was adapted from the movie. Of course, it started as a story written by, what's his name? I forget his name. Gene Shepard. Gene Shepard. It was just a columnist or a short story writer. I don't know his whole thing. The guy's a one-hit wonder, let's be honest. He had the one damn story, a Christmas Story. You don't hear much more about him.
They did a sequel. He did a sequel.
Oh, that's right. It's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's very bad. In the summer, I think.
He did a 4th of July movie.
Did he?
Yeah. But that guy's, the voiceover is great.
Oh, and it was him, right? He's got
a
great
voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great voiceover. Great movie. I mean, not a great movie, but a very quotable, very fun human movie.
It gets you in the spirit for the holidays.
Yeah. So listen, I'm tuning into this thing and I'm watching the first like 30 minutes and it's not for me. It's not for me. I don't like the music. I generally don't like new musicals. The music in this musical was not up to par, in my opinion. I love musicals. What's the buzz? Tell me what, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber, the whole deal. The golden age of musicals. Sondheim. I'm not a guy that doesn't like musicals. I heard the first couple of songs in this Christmas Story. I said, no, thanks. Nothing's catching. Anyway, so I bailed on the thing. We got to get back to watching The Crown on Netflix. Love The Crown. Anyways, the next day I see on Twitter, of course, back on Twitter.
Right.
I haven't left yet. I see this story. It says, people have mixed reviews about the Christmas Story Live. So I go down that rabbit hole. I start looking at, because I said some people had the critics didn't like it, you know. So I'm reading some reviews because I'm kind of interested because I had seen a little bit of it. And up in that, one of those stories was Gavin McGinnis, the worm McGinnis, disgraced former creator of Vice, Gavin McGinnis, gave us that fucking rotten heap.
Is that how you say his last name? Isn't it McGinn?
Who cares? Gavin McGinnis, like the beer, right?
Oh, yeah, it must be.
Gavin McGinnis. Fox News stooge. Gavin McGinnis, right? Anyways, I see he's got a tweet, and I haven't been paying attention to him very much, but I thought it'd be interesting. He says, Chinese kids at the restaurant sing Deck the Halls perfectly, which is the exact opposite of what the movie's about.
And he has some fucking, you are too, for bringing it up.
He has some other tweets about
sick fucking
how PC this version of the movie is, right? So I tweet to him, I say, yes, the movie is about Chinese kids singing Deck the Halls incorrectly. That is what it is about. It's about that.
So he fires back?
Well, it's hard to see this whole exchange. He fires back. I said, I understand why Gavin McGinnis's panties are all in a knot over A Christmas Story Live. After all, the original movie has been banned. All copies have been seized. Okay. He writes back, I sat down with my three kids because that was the big TV event, like watching the original movie used to be. Get it yet? Okay. Then he says, here's the deal with that movie, you childless retard who will never be a part of it. Okay, I'll never be a part of it, whatever that means. It's not about the turkey or the BB gun. Okay. Here, and then he can't stop. I'd make fun of that. I say, stay tuned as we uncover what A Christmas Story is about. Which, by the way, I've been thinking about it. I know what A Christmas Story is about. I figured it on the drive-in. I thought, well, what is it about? And I figured it out. Stay tuned for that. He then says, here, you stick to sarcastically mocking public access shows that don't exist, and I'll stick to worrying about families that do exist.
He called you childless?
Yeah, well, get a newspaper. I got two kids. Believe me, I got a handful. Then I said, families are under attack. They're being denied access to cheap racist jokes, which you can, they're being denied access to a cheap racist joke, which you can still find in the original, which is a great movie. He says, these patronizing familyless comedians with no skin in the game can't wait to tell us how frivolous it all is. I've said, I replied to that, you've painted such a grim scene. Sunday night, dad's in another rage. He's screaming at the TV. This should be edgier. He goes on like this. He eventually calls me a fag. He said, it should at least reflect the original premise of the film. Okay. So what does that mean? I mean, what should it, what does it matter? What does it matter what it should or shouldn't do? It's, so here's my, maybe my point wasn't made clear.
Tim, let me ask you, what is your point of the, of your, you're saying it was good or bad?
Well, okay. I'm making fun of Gavin McGinnis for being upset about the musical adaptation of A Christmas Story and that it was too PC.
Delivering.
Of course.
Is what.
Does anyone.
Democrats or Republicans? The Democrats because they're selfish or.
He's trying to find the
or inwardly focused Democrats or Republicans. I mean, it's the Democrats because they became so selfish.
Stop it. Can you. You can't hear it, Vic. He's playing the
Was it like Santa black and he was mad about that?
He was mad that Santa was black. Here's the thing. Of course, Fox, network television, at 7 o'clock, a musical adaptation. I assume they made these changes in the Broadway musical, by the way, not in this new. I don't know.
Was he mad that Hamilton was black?
Probably. I mean, it's so silly to be upset about these kind of things. Who cares? The original movie exists. You can watch it right now. Put that on.
Yeah, make your kids happy. Put that on.
Gavin, Mike, weren't you immediately turned off by this when they started singing?
Who the hell cares?
When he started coming down the stairs going, what am I gonna get for Christmas? I hope I get a gun. Baba. It's not, you know, like, wouldn't you have turned it off then like I did because I'm smarter and more in tune to what I should be doing than you? Who cares that they made these chants? And by the way, there's a lot of people saying, well, it's not racist. The fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. First of all, it's not your call whether it's racist or not. You know? It's not your call. It's not your call. It's somebody else's call. Somebody doesn't want to avoid the bullshit that's going to come with projecting something that's on the line that's questionable. There's plenty of people that have spoken eloquently about why making fun of specifically Asian accents is connected to a kind of a history of broader stereotypes that are denigrating, that are meant to, you know, excuse me, Bug.
You got that, moron?
I mean, it's not hard to figure out. Yeah, but what about you doing a Southern accent? I mean, well, it's different. It's a different thing. And if that becomes something that people are uncomfortable with, fine. What I mean, who cares? And also, here's where I'm going to tell you what A Christmas Story is about. Doug? Vic?
It's about a family.
It is not about a family.
What's it about?
It is about...
It's about gun control.
It is about a boy becoming a man. It is about adolescence. It is about childhood. It is about that awkward period of time when you are 11 or 12 and you're tired of being a kid and you want to be a grown-up. You want to be older. And you're stuck with parents. You're stuck with teachers. You're stuck with older kids who still look at you like you're 8.
Okay.
That's what it's about! It's also a memory of a time. It's a
it's an old man reflecting on it and so about your youth and
when they make this musical adaptation, and by the way, they're making a musical adaptation because the only thing that gets made now are properties that have some kind of value already because of the sort of stock they've gained in the public consciousness. They're valuable. They're like, oh, we've got a new script by Joe Johnson that's also a story about growing up in Christmas, or we have A Christmas Story, which everyone's seen 1,000 times, and people line up because they just love eating the same garbage. Not that it's garbage, but listen, they go and see Star Wars every fucking time they come up with a Star Wars movie. Get a life, like, enjoy new ideas. No, You're going to go back and keep eating the same hamburger. That's why you get these properties, and somebody goes, this is a good bet. This is a safe bet. We're going to put our chips down on A Christmas Story. They're going to add some musical numbers to it. We're going to put it on Broadway. I guess it was a success on Broadway enough that they go, we're going to put this on TV. We're going to put a shitload of money into it because it's very expensive to do this. And so, of course, people sit around and go, you know what, maybe we should avoid the Chinese joke because why would we want to put ourselves in that position, right? Also, who cares who we cast as the Santa as long as he's funny
there
and good?
It is.
Who is so? But.
The whole.
And this is the other angle. What Gavin McGinnis does is create outrage for his little community, his Proud Boys. That's his brand. That's what he trades in. That's what he does. So I don't believe he cares about this movie. Maybe he does. I don't know. I don't believe he does. His responsibility in his head, it is to his audience to continually gin them up and get them mad that their country is falling apart and the PC culture is ruining all the things that we hold so dear and so true, that the Chinese don't pronounce their L's or R's or whatever. And that
the
that's
white man
wrong.
Is being replaced.
And the white man is being replaced. And we can't have fun anymore. And we can't tell even a simple joke. A fa-ra-ra-ra-ra joke. And Santas have to be black now. And then his dumb, cretin fucking squads of dipshits. Racist, homophobic, xenophobic.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word.
These cunts line up behind this dumb prick, this failed disgrace, who, by the way, sold totally lost business-wise when it comes to price. Guy could be sitting on a fucking mountain of gold right now if he would have stayed in. Don't play it on my show. How dare you? How dare you? I apologize to my Asian community, my fan base, the Asian community, especially the Chinese.
What do you want?
Hello?
He has got to play to that audience. That's what he's got to do. Just like Trump, just like everybody else. I've got to gin them up.
What did I tell you?
And
I
mean, what is there to gin them? What is there to gin them out? Gin them up with right now? Well, you got your dipshit president. You got that, so you can't get angry about that, even though he's a disaster.
English.
You got to search and you got to crawl and you got to scour through the world and find these dumb non-issues that I've spent 20 minutes of my show talking about.
How could you say that?
You got to line them up, and you got to. He's got to get angry about something. What's there to get angry about?
What?
You can't get angry about the tax bill that's going to blow up the deficit and strip our most vulnerable citizens of the basic comforts of living.
Okay.
Because that doesn't play with the narrative. That doesn't go in sync with the narrative.
No, the answer is you cannot.
You have got to find a goddamn Christmas Story musical. That, by the way, using free market principles, has decided to adapt it so it removes a couple of jokes.
Then tell me,
should it be their right to do that or not? Should we be in? Should we have a law, McGinnis? Should we have the McGinnis law that says if you are going to adapt a film or a play or a book, you must adapt it faithfully to the original. You must not stray. You must stick with all the jokes despite times a-changing.
It sounds great.
So I think we should introduce...
Yeah, what does he want done about it? Like, what? You should get him on the show and explain.
I don't
want
to talk to that prick. What do you think I'm going to get? I'm going to get some kind of venereal disease in my ear just talking to him.
How could you say that?
I think... I need some JJ Kale. Calm me down. Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, thank you, JJ. That's enough about that.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
I'd love to hear Duncan Trussell's opinion on that. I don't think he has the brains or the balls to call in.
Come on, I'm waiting for you!
Come on, you motherfucker!
Come on, I'm waiting for you!
I was thinking if there's a... Vic, maybe you can help me. We should write a Proud Boys Christmas story. And we could do a parody of a Christmas story. We have little Ralphie, and he's a proud boy. One of McGinnis's privates in his little army. And all he wants, let's see, all he wants for Christmas is an AR-15. He wants an AR-15, Vic.
Yeah.
He's only 12.
You'll shoot your school out.
You'll shoot your school out. You'll shoot your school out.
He accidentally shoots the school out.
You'll shoot your school out. You'll shoot your school out. That's very funny. Let's get that written. Thank you, Doug. You've earned your medal today. Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled. D-S-T-L-D. Luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the promo code OFFICE at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20, not 2. 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled, promo code OFFICE. 5 letters, all you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. I'm going out with a blaze of glory on Twitter. I just love giving it to him.
Did you just call Vic so you can just tell him stuff? Because I don't think he said anything.
He doesn't have anything to say.
I don't think he said anything.
Vic, do you have anything to say?
I'm just listening. No, I just like to.
He's just a listener. Listener, you're on line one. We have a new listener on line three.
Vic, I have to ask you a serious question. It's personal, and I need your honesty.
All right.
Am I just insufferable? Are you regretting the day I picked you up from your bootstraps and brought you into this big wide world? Or do you just find me
yes.
Oh, excuse me?
No, it's an honor. I don't know to be picked up by my bootstraps.
But am I just insufferable? Would you describe me as the worst?
No.
Good.
If you want to be honest, the opposite, I would say.
Ah, interesting.
Yes, of course.
Be nice about it, but I don't think you're insufferable.
Thank you. All right then. Listen, that's very funny. Let's have somebody. Let's write up a Proud Boys Christmas story by the three of us. I think we could get a Google Doc started. Maybe it could turn into a movie.
Or a musical.
We should do it as a musical somewhere.
Yeah.
What other scenes could we have in that Proud Boys Christmas story? What do they do? Don't they have to get punched and spanked?
Well,
and stuff?
He puts his tongue on a thing and it gets stuck.
Right. There's that scene we could do. Just do that verbatim.
The leg lamp, the lamp leg.
Yeah. Well, these are all scenes that are just in the original movie. You'll shoot your school out. That's maybe you know, you could. I didn't say fudge. I said faggot. I said faggot.
Yeah, okay.
That's more Proud Boys style. They love that word.
The kid, he drops the lug nuts into the snow, and he goes, "I'm a faggot." And he says, "I said the word."
Right. And his dad says, "It's about time."
It's about time. And he's not mad at him at all. He doesn't say, "Get in the car." He says, "That's a good boy."
That's right. All right. Sorry, I just got stuck reading some comments here in the...
What can I say? You happy now?
There's a chat going on in this that I was kind of paying attention to. I can't follow it anymore. All right, we'll go to the phones now. I'm going to log back into Skype because that seems to be working.
Turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down. I'm going to let Vic go. Thank you, Vic. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy holidays.
We're finally saying Christmas again. Isn't it feel good?
We can say it.
It's out. It's out of my system now. I could get it out and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I could say it as many times as I want now. I don't have the FBI knocking on my door.
Can't arrest you.
And by the way, you're, Doug, did you see Vic's rendering of the Trump wax? What is it? The animatronic Hall of Presidents?
Oh, yeah, Hall of Presidents, yeah.
Oh, man, it's fantastic.
I'm against Democrats or Republicans.
So
I'm against the Democrats because they became so selfish.
All right. I'll tell you. And Vic, you must want to say something to Doug because whenever I watch your edits, of course, there's some Doug DNA in there. And
Vic's doing his thing, man. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, but I saw, I love, there's a thing. You got it. Did you watch the Paula Deen one that just came out? No,
I didn't.
Come out Fast and Furious. There's a little thing you do in that. I'll find it because it's.
I'm pretty much off Twitter, too. That's my problem.
Oh, well, it's not a problem. What would I search for? Paula Deen?
Paula Deen. Well, it's actually from last year. I just
read it. Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a Paula Deen Christmas or something.
Okay. But yeah. You do a thing with this one laugh.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That is so good. Let me see if I can...
Yeah, kind of loop it in there.
I'm going to just play it here, but why isn't this quiet?
Some of my favorite Doug stuff is the umama.
Oh yeah. Well, Doug. Better yet, Doug. Huge. You go to YouTube and type in a very Paula Deen Christmas.
Okay.
And you're gonna hear this laugh that this move that you do that It's so you like take two little ha ha's and sort of go back and forth with them. Go find that now.
I got it.
Okay.
So if there's an ad, I gotta mute.
Ads on there.
There's
nothing more fun for me than to get in here with my Bowies. I didn't realize I said the word Bowies so funny.
You say a lot of words, but until when?
I love my Bowies.
Until when? What you going to do with your cider?
I'm going to put bourbon in it and then I'm going to drink it, brother.
That's a good laugh, but wait, this is the one. This is not yet. This is it.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Cup of cheer. Cup of cheer, bro.
Yeah, Vic, I got a question. How much time do you spend sifting through trash to find the gold? I mean, it's got to be hours.
That's
spent.
Like most of my week is that is just like watching stuff and skimming through it and at the point where I know what to look for, what to listen for, but still, just most of my time is probably that.
You're a major talent.
Do you ever get to watch anything enjoyable?
No, not at all. I really don't.
That's too bad.
I know. Just a lot of time doing this. It's the price you pay, if you want to make these kind of videos.
All right, Vic, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you for your service.
All right, take care. Bye.
Thank you for... Okay, I got a big news I want to talk to you about real quick before I go back to the phones. Doug and I were playing tennis yesterday, and he said you should have a song, Christmas song, right?
I did.
You said you should write a Christmas song. You said I'll just sing something in the microphone. Let me take a call and we could play it for Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey,
They all are my boys.
My boys. My Bowies. My Bowies. She says like Bowies, like David Bowie. My Bowies. Listen, Nicole, I was just telling Doug in the audience here that Doug basically commissioned me to write a Christmas song for the Office Hours community.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm going to play it for you. Should I play it now?
If by commission you mean suggested.
You suggested. Where is it? I guess it's here. All right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Are you going to sing along?
No, I'm just going to play it. This is my Christmas gift to you, the Office Hours community. And we'll be back in 1 minute. It's a very short song. Oh, look at this. I would have played it. It would have been at the end.
And you got your head all the way up it.
All right, now, calm down on your goddamn...
Well, I got to fill the blanks when there's nothing coming in.
3, 4. Thank you for listening to our Office Hour show. We hope you have enjoyed it, and we think that you should know that we work very hard to please you, but technology is hard. We pray the ringing, dinging, dinging hasn't left you scarred. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us. We love you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us. We love you very much. We love you very much. We love you very much. There you go.
Tim,
that was beautiful.
Very catchy, as always.
Thank you. So I was going to just make a little voice memo thing, send it to Doug, but then I got in my studio. I started tracking, started laying down licks, laying down layers.
You play live drums on that one?
I did, and I love playing drums. I'm not very good, but I can kind of...
You can figure it
I
out.
I can kind of like Keith Moon it into something. Anyways, let me take another call, Nicole. All right?
Right.
Wait, she didn't even say anything, did she?
Connie!
Yeah, that's me. How's it going?
Whoa, this is cool. What, do you got some reverb?
I got some high-tech stuff going on over here.
I'm fucking into it for the moment.
Professional caller.
Your professional call, professional sound engineer.
Mostly calling.
Okay, well, how can I help you today?
Well, one, I got to say big ups to Doug Pound. Can you hit me with a poo-poo blast?
Coming in.
No.
Now listen, I got to ask you a question.
Give me some poo poo blast.
Hit me with your best shot.
Connie, you've got a. Maybe,
oh, no.
Have we talked before?
Yeah, but I was on my phone. I know what you're gonna say. Go for it.
This. You know what I'm gonna say is you've got one of these anime icons.
I've been called out, everybody in the chat. I've been called out. I do have one of these anime avatars.
And I don't mean. I don't want to judge you. I just don't want to judge you. I'm trying to not judge people.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't have an understanding of the of that culture, or the appeal, or their. I just don't. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Doesn't mean it's bad. Don't understand. Maybe you can speak to it. Maybe you don't want to. If you don't want to, that's fine. We can move on to something else.
I'm very uncomfortable speaking about it, but for your sake, you know, I'll step out of my, you know, little comfort zone. I think anime avatars have gotten a bad rap, thanks to the alt-right. Back in the day, it used to be a sign of, you know, you're just a little kid in a big boy body, and you want to go back to those old days where you were watching Dragon Ball Z at home with your mom.
It's a nostalgic, it's a nostalgia vibe to it.
Well, for a lot of people, the genre, or whatever you would like to call it, is a form of escapism, right? Like, it's get away from reality. It's very idealized society portrayals and portrayal of women specifically. So it's like a... I don't know what you'd equate it to. It's like they can be seen as like dolls, right? You just kind of project whatever you want those characters to be so that... they can never say no to you and things like that, and that's why a lot of people enjoy that sort of stuff. And then why you'll see the alt-right people, because they don't have any women in their life.
Yes.
Because all the women that they would know, they just have that feeling they'll say no to them. So they use these, or they are attracted to these fake women
I fully
or characters.
Understand.
That's what they kind of thrive off of.
I fully understand.
Connie, thank you for illuminating us. I found that to be very interesting. That's why I kept my mouth shut. Couldn't say the same thing for Doug and his laptop.
Japan.
Luckily, I'm a big fan. I gotta say, Doug, and Tim, Rock and Roll Gary, his return, I can't say enough words. I wish there was a Rock and Roll Gary show.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I love his stories. They're very illuminating, let me say, about these rock stars. I'm a big fan of, you know, the sort of classic rock stuff,
yeah.
Like, people, you know, like Jimmy Page, you know, I'd like to know, is Gary here?
Yeah, Gary's
over. America proud again.
Now, I know Jimmy was really into, what would you call it, Satanism or things like that?
You mean Jimmy Page?
Yeah. Yes.
Pagey. He does the devil stuff, yeah. He did it all right, yeah, in the 70s and all that. What was more shocking on him, though, was the child sacrifice that was not related to Satanism at all. It was a Mayan deal. You know the Mayans?
Oh, yeah, of course, South America.
Well, he went down there to, like, Brazil or wherever it was on a tour. On the Song Remains the Same tour.
Great album.
And he was down there in Rio, and he had met this Mayan cat who turned him on to the old child sacrifice, you know? So they go into the slums, and find this little 16-year-old boy.
That's really young.
Oh, yeah.
Younger than I expected.
Oh, yeah. And they take the boy up to some mountaintop, and they slice his throat and bleed him out. And then... he made a guitar out of him, unbelievably.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he strung strings to him and stuck a tree branch up his ass and tuned him up. And that's how you hear the song. If you know the song Kashmir, you know Kashmir.
Oh, really?
Shug-a-dunk, that's all played on a 16-year-old Brazilian boy. Who's dead.
And they did use his tendons, I'd assume, for the strings.
I don't know the specifics of it. It sounds a little bit like a Les Paul.
Ah, it's got that really good resonance, you know. You can hold a note for days.
Yeah, yeah. And he still has it, you know. He still has it in his mansion. But you can't see it. You look in that movie...
It's the same, right?
It might get loud.
Oh, yeah. With Jack White.
The wrong condition.
With him, yeah?
The one condition the old Jimmy had was don't show the fucking boy guitar. And they agreed to it.
Did Jack White get to see it, please?
I don't know. All right. Thank you, Courtney. I'm done with it. I'm done with you and your fucking reverb.
Oh, no. Not me.
I'm done with you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to... Skin you alive and give Jimmy a new guitar for his birthday.
Well, he really needs one. He hasn't been playing much lately, so I feel it could be a boon to his career.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Connie. Take care.
From all over
Happy New Year.
Oh, by the way, one last thing. The Crosley, you know, you got that as a gift, right?
Oh, yeah. I got that as a gift. You can see that in the shot. Yeah, that was a gift from Super Deluxe. They gave us Super Deluxe of the fucking website.
We have people that don't have it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just let you know the needles on those are kind of...
I bet it's a terrible machine. Is that right?
Did someone say that to you? I was going to try to give it to you more gently, but...
Well, look at it. How could that be how could that be a decent piece of machinery there? They're selling them in like
Is this the Super Deluxe collection version? It's a Cruiser Deluxe.
I don't know.
Tim, it's
thank
a good,
you.
It's
Thanks,
a good
Connie. Thanks, Connie. I gotta go.
All right. Bye.
Reverbs. Holy crap! Can you believe that?
Maybe four, two, four,
Lauren,
240.
This guy looks like trouble. Don't you think?
$1.3 trillion.
Is he in?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lawrence. What's up?
Yes. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy holiday, DJ Dogpound. in the mix.
Let me give you a little inside information.
Also,
it's like the Al Pacino show. What?
Thank you. You too.
How can I help you, my friend?
You need to calm down with Decker.
With what?
With Decker. Decker.
Decker?
Yes.
Calm down.
It's not good.
You fucking asshole!
Politician.
Where the hell are you? I'm gonna come now. I'm gonna take you out to the shed.
No, we have losers.
I'm gonna whip you smart. You hear me?
No.
You're a rotten egg. That's who you are.
No, no, no. I don't mean show. I mean the family life. Like, what is your favorite holiday movie as Decker?
Oh. I was about to take you out. That's a good expression, Doug. You hear me? I said, I'm going to take you out of the shed and make you smart.
I do like it.
I think I'm going to use that on my children tonight. Get in here. Get in here. I'm going to take you out. You don't come in here right now. I'm going to take you out to the shed and make you smart. That's got multiple meanings.
First, you need a shed.
I don't have a shed. That's be true. I could take him out to the garage. That's where my music is. So
shed sounds better.
Listen, Lawrence, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate you as an audience member. Thank you.
But, no, but your favorite holiday movies?
A Christmas Story.
And Doug?
Bad Moms Christmas, duh.
I also like I like a Christmas Carol, the Scrooge story. I like It's a Wonderful Life. I like them all.
I like Bad Santa.
It's pretty good.
He's a very nice man.
He's a bad boy. All right, thanks, Lawrence. Very good talking to you. It's pretty cool to talk to Lawrence.
I like the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
1994 classic.
Jake.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Hey, Jake.
I like
you. I want to apologize to the people listening to this on the podcast right now and to the audience listening right now. This Skype, by the way, who am I to apologize for Skype?
Can
I
don't we, work can for we Skype. Get a hold of someone that works for Skype?
Can somebody
Does anyone know someone that knows someone that works for Skype?
It's like the sounds coming in are insane. And the volume levels where it's like when I hang up, it's like this just horrible noise. And people, sometimes I listen to podcasts to kind of relax or go to sleep. I don't think this is going to be one of those podcasts.
Tim, you're going to have to run this one through some kind of limiter compressor.
Feral Audio is going to have to do some kind of cleanup on this.
Big
it's
time.
Nasty.
Big cleanup.
So anyways, who's calling this? Is this Jake?
Yeah, it is.
What can I do for you today, Jake? We got about another 15 minutes left on the show. We're going to try to speed through some calls.
Okay. Well, you were talking about the Jim Carrey documentary earlier.
Yeah.
Did you watch the new Dana Carvey documentary?
Yes, I did.
Did you used to watch that show in the 90s?
Yeah, I don't. I remember watching a little bit of it. I don't remember like loving it and being like obsessed with it. Like some of the people in that damn documentary were sort of like creaming over it. But what they showed, some of this stuff was very funny. And I'm, I don't know. I felt like, I don't know. Felt like. I understand why it wasn't successful. You know, I understand why it wasn't the right show for the time that it was on. I get it. It was good. I liked it. I recommended it to Doug. I don't know if you ever bothered watching it.
I watched, I think I watched it. It was very self-congratulatory.
Yeah.
I think they blew it, you know, leading off with that dumb, like, duck nipples thing.
Yeah, that sketch was no
good. They insisted on this sketch that they thought was...
And by the way, I know
freak everyone out.
I know a lot of the people involved there, and I know people that were involved with that show that weren't a part of that documentary, who have a different perspective on that. That's all I'll say about that.
What do you say? I buy you a cup of coffee.
My guess for them picking that as their first one was because it was kind of like SNL with like a cold open with the president. I felt like maybe that's why they wanted to start with that.
Well, we can theorize all day. We could speculate on that till the cows come home. And, Jake, I wonder if that's the best use of our time.
you know, time is what we travel through.
Jake, what are you doing for the holidays?
No plans. I look forward to seeing my friends. They're coming home from college.
Oh, are you in college yourself? Or?
Yeah, I go to Drexel, about to graduate.
Oh. Philly boy. Philly boy?
I'm right sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm from South Jersey.
All right. And then, so you do you commute to Drexel, or do you live there on the campus?
I have an apartment right off campus in West Philly.
Love that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, like Lombard or?
Yeah. No, Spruce.
Spruce. Yeah, it makes sense. 30th or beyond 30th? Or
yeah, where beyond. Yeah, I'm on 44th.
44th and Spruce. Okay, cool.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, if you ever want to come through, there's a couch you can crash on.
What do you got, some sling blade lined up there, Doug?
Yeah, sure.
I love it. I met right, Billy Bob at an event recently, Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Is there another Billy Bob?
I met him at a wedding recently, and he was nice. We had a nice little chat. We talked about like flying and stuff, but I just couldn't help think of that Q radio interview he did with his band. It's one of the greatest things of all time, that Q interview.
I'm on his side. No.
Of that interview?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm on his side.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask Doug something?
I'm not kidding. I think
he's the biggest dick in the world in that interview. There's no defense of that.
I think he said don't talk about whatever he asked about, and then the guy just asked.
He didn't.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
The host of that show, who by the way is a creep too. He turned out to be one of these pigs that rapes women, alleged or whatever. I don't know. Does terrible shit. Anyways. You got to watch this thing. The guy's merely giving his audience context for some band that nobody gives a shit about. The only reason they're on that show is because he's Billy Bob Thornton, who not because he's a musician, because he's a famous film and TV actor. So it's also rude and presumptuous to start giving them lists of things you are and aren't allowed to talk about. And then the way he handled it was such a dick. It's so clear that he was hungover and it was early and he was in a bad mood. And he played it poorly. He played it like a prick.
You understand me?
I told you not to talk about that. All right, well, fuck off. I'm talking
don't
about
mean
it.
I don't care.
And then he doesn't even want to play. And then he doesn't. And like the man, Doug, you got to watch that again with a new perspective.
No, I mean when I first saw it, I was like, he's the biggest dick of all time.
But you've thought about it since.
But then I don't know. I don't really. Listen, I don't care. I don't care. Whatever.
That's at the end of the day. You got to take that position. It
seems like
everything.
Two dickheads talking to each
it's
other.
It's like Jim Carrey says.
Each other out. I don't care.
It's like Jim Carrey says. Nothing matters. Nothing is real.
Boy.
Thank you, Jake. I'll get a go.
So don't right, be on the out. Wild from it now.
That's
you
funny.
Get the those, boy.
That's fucked up. Those clips. I mean, he's.
You fucked up the boy.
No one's like a fan of that band, though, right? No one's like his movies. I don't really watch his movies, but that band he's in.
Yeah, I don't like Billy Bob Thornton as an actor, but
I read the Bible quite a bit.
Those box tops or whatever
the
they
box
are.
Top.
The box, and it's like they. Whoa! Jesus. So
I hit him again with it. In the
I'm
neck.
Trying to like
sharp
bring the volume down
there, cut his head off. Mm.
It sounds like we're in Vegas again, Tim, with the
ding
slot
dong.
Machines ding.
Well, listen, let's play my song again because maybe people missed the message in it towards the end there.
What's the message? You love them. That's the message of the song. Who's on the line?
We pray the ringing dinging hasn't left you scarred. Hey, who's this?
My name is Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I just called to see how you're doing.
Brad Harity?
Brad Harity. How am I doing? I'm doing good.
Awesome. Good. How are you guys doing down there?
Yeah, we're doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Awesome. How's everything going?
Pretty
it's
good.
Going great.
How
yeah.
about you? How are you doing?
Oh, man. Things are great. How's everything going over there?
We're doing pretty good. How
all
about
right,
you?
Man. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, sure. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Really good.
What's going
on? How's
things? Thank you.
What's going on?
How's things?
Things are good. You know, we're just doing the show, getting ready for the holidays, kind of wrapping things up here for the year. Looking forward to 2018.
Hope it's another big one. Is coming up?
2018's coming our way, January 1st. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. How about you? How you doing?
Pretty good. Just sort of hanging in there, getting through the I'm going to be doing a little traveling over the holidays.
You getting ready for 2018?
Right, pretty much. At this point, we're just clearing
the greenhouse. How was your 2016?
I'd have to go back and think on that. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good.
Could you give me a detailed description of month by month? Or?
Not at this point.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
How you doing over there?
Doing good.
No, ma'am.
Where you at, California?
I'm in Glendale, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but where how's it over there?
I know you're calling from. You're calling from the Midwest. I picked it out. I picked it out like a fucking booger.
Oh, no, dear. Oh, no, dear.
Oh, yeah. Dear. You're calling right in there from Chicago or whatnot.
No, I don't know what that is.
Go ahead.
Where are you calling from? Texas?
How are you?
Where are you calling from, Brad?
Actually, I'm from Buffalo, New York. Yeah.
Come from Arkansas.
How's things over there?
Come from Arkansas. Come from Arkansas.
You guys getting ready for 2018, or?
Yes, sir. Yee. Come from Arkansas.
Yeah. All right.
You understand me?
Get Duncan on the call. Get him on the line. Just call him.
I'm Duncan. This is me.
All right, Brad. You've played a lot. You had a lot of fun with you. We had a lot of fun with. I'm going to accept Brad for later. I think he could. He's a welcome to call in any time. And we appreciate his service. These bings and bongs are unbelievable, and shame on Skype for not being a part of the solution. Hello. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Decker. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you doing, Luke?
I'm not doing great, man.
What's wrong?
Oh, gee. Well, right now you're all crackly, and I don't know what's going on with your mic.
Me?
Bing, bong.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? You're better. Thanks. You're better.
Bing, bong.
What's going on?
I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. First time in 8 years we can say that.
Thank you. Isn't that feel good?
War on Christmas is over, Tim.
And we won!
Thank you.
We won!
Thank you.
Oh, man. Christ is looking down on America saying, it's over. It's over.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Anyways, hey. What's going on, Luke?
I know you don't want to talk too much about the trial at all. But
but go ahead.
No, ma'am.
I want to ask you when that embargo will lift.
I'm not sure of it.
Let's say 4 years.
Tim.
Sorry, I had to go. Half moon skies, half full moon skies. Hello.
Hey, it's Heidi Heidecker.
Hello, yeah, Heidi. Sure. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays. Hi. And Merry Christmas.
Me
and
too.
Happy New Year.
Hey, so about that, I'm going to take you in the shower and make you smart.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a new bedtime stories, Dad. Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, that could be a dark way to go.
I'm going to take you to the shed and...
What is it again?
Make you smart.
I'm going to take you to the shed and make you smart.
Yep.
Thanks, Heidi. We'll put that down in the big idea bucket.
Wait. I got a question.
What's that?
I'm not really with the whole New Year, New Me shit, but I'm wondering if you, Tim, have any New Year's resolutions.
No.
Yes, of course. The big one is
bye-bye,
Twitter. Bye-bye. I'm off.
I saw that. You got any other ones?
Yeah, we're going to get the tech figured out on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to figure out the tech so that we don't have the bings and the bongs.
Okay.
And we're going to elevate the show to a whole new level.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been a huge fan from the get, and I love the Bing and the Bongs. Love you either way. Any way you can.
Thank you very much. I think it's at an intolerable level.
Do you want to give me something?
So we have to solve this problem. I don't mind these little whooshes and stuff in the background, but I don't like it when I hang up on people and there's this just horrible cacophony of sound. So
we'll never know until we try, hon.
Diabetes.
Also, I'm sorry. I don't want to eat up all your time. I know you got to finish up.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes
left. But I'm working on this beautiful Mama Pantone painting for you.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering if you have like a P.O. box or something I could send it to.
I don't know about that. People do
send
stuff.
You don't have like a
stuff.
Fan mail or?
Yes, just write to, I don't know how to. I don't know. I can't remember how to tell you to do that. But look,
diabetes.
Just send it to the email on the timanderic.com website.
In closing, I would simply like to say
send an email asking for information on how to send something. You'll get a reply sometime next year.
I'll look it up on the internet.
Thanks
for caring about people.
Okay.
Bye, Head. Okay. Maybe I can do this. I can fully work this. We'll take another fan of the office hours, Angel. Oh, Christ. I want to talk to... Got to talk to Phil, right? Got to talk to Phil. Hey, Phil?
Hey, Tim.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year. I had an addition I needed to get out there for your Proud Boy Christmas story.
Oh, yes. By the way, Phil is a terrific writer, and I'm looking forward to this idea. So let's hear it.
You need a scene where the Ralphie character, he listens religiously to InfoWars on his family radio.
Oh,
and sends away for the little orphan Alex decoder ring to decode Alex's hidden messages.
That is so good. I forgot about that. And what does he find? What is it? What is the codes? What is it? What is the disappointing code? I guess that he.
Be sure to eat your nootropics.
Yeah,
his supplements.
That's terrific. I'm telling you, Phil. We could write this whole damn thing. That.
Oh, my gosh. And then also you got to toss in, I think it was T-Bone Sullivan tweeted out something that had me in tears about the Bumpus Hounds.
Oh, the Bumpus Hounds attack the
Muslim or something, you know, for
how
the
great is that?
There.
How great is the Bumpus Hounds music? When they come in, that like that Jew's harp, whatever that is, when that music plays.
That hee-haw harpsichord or whatever, yeah.
Tim, maybe the Bumpus Hounds could come in and steal the Jim Baker bucket of Christmas dinner bucket.
No. That, now you're mixing media. It's not true to the Proud Boys.
I think you could cross over some of these things.
I think there's a better angle.
Jim
Sorry,
Baker
Derek.
Bucket.
Thanks, Phil. I'm going to take a couple more calls.
Yep, I want to toss that out.
I forgot.
I've got somebody on the line here. Is this Lenoy?
Hey, Lenoy.
Lenoy Arnold. This is not the real Lenoy Arnold. This is just your screen name?
Well, yeah.
Well, what can I do for you, sir?
Are
your
you
final
from
call
Illinois?
Today?
Oh, well, thank you. I guess I just wanted to say I enjoyed your Gavin McInnes conversation last night.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Christmas Story is one of the all-time greats. But anyways, I guess I have a question. So my friends are kind of familiar with, like, On Cinema, the On Cinema universe.
Yes.
And they saw, like, Tim Heidecker on trial for, you know,
murder.
20 second degree murder. Do you ever get any like family members calling you like confused
yes.
about that sometime?
No, I have not.
Sure.
They're all too busy. They're all too busy. I do wonder if any of them subscribe to like Google alerts, like Heidecker Google alerts or something, if that tends to, I don't know. I haven't talked. I really am not very close. I'm not in touch really with a lot of my extended family, just because you know I'm sort of out of sight, out of mind. There's a few cousins that I communicate with, but by and large, my parents don't live in my hometown anymore. My grandparents, 3/4 of them have gone on. So there's not much binding us right now.
Are your parents still in Allentown?
No, they've moved on.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's too much information. TMI.
Wait.
What?
I just was going to say nice DT770. I don't know if you could see me, but I'm wearing mine.
Oh, these are the best, right? These are, if you can afford them, folks, these are terrific headphones.
Want another one?
Doug's got the cheapies on.
10.
Oh, Doug. 9.
8. 7.
Love Poundhouse. Love the Poundcast.
Okay.
4.
Keep doing it.
3.
You're the best.
Thank you.
2.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, give me a little auld lang syne, Doug.
10.
We'll do a final wrap up of the show today. Give me a little la da da dee da da da.
Coming up, coming up.
Until then, I'm going to give you a little hey, boys. What is this?
It just must have a lead in here.
For all acquaintance be forgot. This sucks.
Brought to mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been. This has been an honor. Excuse me. Are you going to play another version?
I will after this ad. And this is a Scottish bagpipe version.
Should all acquaintance. By the way, I'm really into this. I want to talk for 1 minute. Okay, this is good.
This is sending chills up my spine, Tim.
This is the end of Star Trek 2 when they send Spock out into space, who's passed. Spoilers.
He died in 2?
Yeah.
Which one was the search for Spock?
3.
Oh, because they...
Here's what happened. Spock died saving the crew of the Enterprise at the end of 2. He was connecting back the nuclear reactor. 10, he was exposed to massive amounts of radiation. And then he went, and Kirk went, and then Kirk went down to say goodbye. And Spock said the following. He said,
Jim, you have been and always shall be my friend.
Twa! Twa! No! Ah! Then they shot him out of the Enterprise in this little tube. Could be the UFOs we see today. Shot him out, and it landed on the planet Genesis, where life was growing at an incredible rate. So, the technology of Genesis, the Genesis technology, brought Spock back. Brought Spock back to life. And in the third episode, Bones and Kirk went searching for Spock because he was alive.
Tim, where's the one when they come to the Earth and they get whales?
That's 4. They got to go back in time to present day San Francisco.
The SeaWorld episode.
Yeah. I love Star Trek. I love Star Trek way more than Star Wars. Star Wars sucks.
You see the new one?
No.
Will you?
No.
Never?
No.
Not with the kids?
No.
I'm going to see it with my family.
That's fine.
I bet it's great.
You know what? Here's
it's
my
be fun to watch, Tim.
I know there's a lot of On Cinema crossover right now, but let me
fun
tell you.
To watch.
I like the following of these big things. This is my order. I'm going to give you my order. Star Trek. Lord of the Rings.
Of what? Like
just like big.
What about
expansive.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones is a TV show. I'm talking movies.
Squeedledee.
I could go on and on, but I don't care for stars. I don't care for any element of it. The Force. Fuck off.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number 1.
Star Wars?
Scary movie. Number 2, Fast and Furious franchise. Number 3, the Santa Claus trilogy.
What about Mission Impossible?
That's coming in at number 7.
Whoa. ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It has been an honor to entertain you this year with all my various projects. And here on the Office Hours community, this community is full of wonderful people. And I appreciate your patience. My wife says to me, you're so very mean to your audience. And I say, listen, they know, they get it. They know that I'm just having a laugh. I'm having a laugh, me lassies. And we're all, at the end of the day, we all get it. We all get each other. We all are happy to have you on the same. We're happy to have allies in this great war of ideas. And I will be off Twitter. I will be off Twitter.com, the website, and the app. But I will not be off Office Hours. I will not be off other social media platforms. So it's not as if I'm disappearing. It's just the one.
How will people know? How will they be warned that you're going to do a new Office Hours? If you're not going to tweet it, where are you going to post it?
How about we have just Office Hours at Office Hours Live Twitter handle, and you could tweet it, and people that care can follow it. I don't know. On Facebook, on Instagram, on maybe I'll do Mastodon. People are talking about Mastodon being a good place to go. Who cares, man? I put out an Office Hours alert on Twitter. I get like 25 likes. So maybe I'm talking to an empty room. I don't care. People will if you build it, Doug,
they will come.
If you build it,
they will come.
If you build it,
they will come.
And by the way, one more final remark. Thank you, everyone, that came to the Los Angeles taping of the stand-up special. That was 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Doug, thank you for supporting that experience. And I thought it was a very good night, a very fun night.
My great pleasure, Tim.
And
now look here.
What's your closing music, Tim? Do you have
it's my new favorite song.
Concrete frogs squatting on top of
Do you know this artist?
Through the hallway. Ancient wallpaper.
Listen to this shit. This is Kate Tempest. Do you know this?
In the basement flat by the garages where the people dump their mattresses. Esther's in her
like
kitchen making sandwiches.
Spoken word.
Wait, you like spoken word hip hop? What is
fuck
this?
Yeah.
Backwards day?
Before she moves
I'm into this shit. It's hard.
Tired feet.
Check this shit out, Doug. Wait till this kicks in.
Come on, I'm waiting for you!
She's just back from a double shift. Esther's a carer.
It sounds like
doing that. Behind her.
Shut the fuck up!
Sounds like Tom's Diner.
Black and white picture.
Maybe it is.
Swallows in flight.
Watch this. Watch when this kicks in.
Her eyes are sore. Her muscles ache. She cracks a beer and swigs it. She holds it to her thirsty lips and necks it till it's finished. It's 4:18 a.m. again.
Who's this chat?
Her brain is full from all she's done that day.
This is fucking rock and roll Gary's daughter.
She won't sleep a wink before the sun is on its way.
This is my daughter, Kate Tempest. All right?
She's worried all the time.
Here she comes.
She don't know how.
Here comes the groove.
Where's the drop, mate?
Here comes the groove.
Why, you ain't coming in?
Europe is America lost. Lost. Still we are clamoring victory. All that is meaningless.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone. We're saying goodbye. We love you very much. Tonight. And good luck and be well.
Systems too slick to stop working. Business is drooping. There's bands every night in the pubs and this
truck for one. All right. Thank you.
Hoo-ah! 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 Hoo-ah!